Hello and welcome to another episode of Love My Poland. Today I'd like to tell you a story, and the story is probably going to be the most random topic I've ever discussed to this point. My wife even told me recently, Russ, please think about it. Maybe don't do this. It's a super risky topic, but you know, when I think of my purpose or goal in this channel, it really is all about educating the world on everything concerning why I love Poland and being able to throw in some valuable lessons that I've had to learn the hard way. Well, if you've watched a few of my episodes already, you know very well that I'm crazy about the cultural differences between our two countries. After 2 decades of living in Poland and trying my best every day to learn and adapt to the language and the cultural differences, I still find myself committing some serious cultural blunders. And if you're Polish out there and you're watching right now, you're likely going to cringe at what I'm about to tell you. It's all coming up right after this. Okay, so here we go. When I'm not teaching, doing proofreading, or making YouTube videos like this one, I'm coaching my kids, my 2 older kids, in baseball. I go with them everywhere across the country, and we often visit different school locker rooms to change into our uniforms. Well, we had a game in a small town in Silesia last week, and my sons and I, we walked into a school we had never been to before. I was dressed in full baseball attire, had my hat on, my socks pulled up, you know, the works. The minute I walked in, I noticed a small cleaning lady around 60 years old wearing blue rubber gloves with a blue kind of bandana on her head, and she was slowly pushing a cart full of cleaning chemicals. From the moment I entered the doorway, I could feel, you know, the heat of her staring at me with this aggressive, irritated expression on her face. I looked in her direction, and I just smiled at her. I walked my kids into the locker room, and before I knew it, she had followed us in. She was right there. The first words out of her mouth were not hello, it was, who are you, and what are you doing here? Of course, in Polish. Jokingly, I answered her, just take a look at the back of my baseball jersey. It says, coach, I'm a baseball coach. She answered back in a sarcastic tone, I've never seen you before, and anybody can go online and buy a baseball jersey nowadays. So she asked me again, are you really a baseball coach? I grinned, and I felt my patience quickly draining out of me. I replied, yes, I'm a baseball coach. I've been coaching my kids for years. So the cleaning lady at that point spun around, took a few steps away from me, and she found a female coach from another team, a friend of mine, who knew me, and she asked loudly, is this man really a coach? At this point, I lost control. I mean, I was exhausted after a full week of work. It was Friday. I didn't have time to eat dinner before arriving, and I was really grouchy. I walked up to her and I asked with a slightly raised voice, excuse me, but why am I even talking to you? You are the school janitor, aren't you? You're the cleaning lady. I've told you clearly twice that I'm a coach. I feel that you're suggesting that maybe I'm a liar. I asked her, shouldn't I be talking with the director of the school? By the way, a director in Polish of a school is a term for a principal or a headmaster, by the way. Shouldn't I be talking to some kind of security guard or a porter? What's going on here? I was aggravated. Now, I know that that was impolite of me, but my rudeness reflected my ignorance. I admit it. You see, growing up in American schools, the staff, the crew responsible for cleaning, in my experience, never ever got involved with policing the school. They never gave instructions to the students or the pupils. They didn't talk with parents or visitors. They had one job to do, and that was to clean the school and fix things. And you know, they were really nice people. I have pleasant memories of them. But the lesson to learn here is that the cleaning lady has a lot of authority in Polish schools. When the principal or headmaster director is away, the cleaning lady runs the show. Poles will tell you, and I asked a lot of them, that this is sort of the leftover remnant from the communist years. Well, after the brief confrontation, this cleaning lady, would you believe this? She has the director on speed dial, calls her at home, summons her to the school to come and deal with me. Not kidding. The director arrived in minutes. She found me and she explained that this cleaning woman, who's her friend, by the way, had been working at the school for years and she has her full authority to fill in for her in all capacities. She implied that if I have a problem with that, I could always leave. I admit that I learned this the tough way. So in conclusion, if you have kids going to Polish schools in the future right now, do not do what I did. Do not mess with the cleaning lady. I just had to share this story with you. It's just something random. I thought somebody out there, little nugget of, you know, truth and fact about Poland that just might help you. I cannot wait to see what you're going to comment. I know some of you are saying, Russell, come on, this is old. Nobody cares about the cleaning lady anymore. But I have to say that now in my reality, being in the South and near Silesia, it's still very much true here. So I hope that helps somebody. If you have not subscribed to my channel already, I would love to have you. Click the button right here on these flowers so you don't miss out on future episodes. Thank you so much for watching and see you next time. Put something down in the comments, please. Bye.